Country Club FM. Bob Almanac, here we go. Thursday, it's like a Friday for Neil and I. We're getting pushed to the curb tomorrow for Chuck and John. And they're going to be doing some charity work, maybe work in a soup kitchen. I'll bring my own soup. I'll make it. Got a pretty good recipe. You get a pretty good recipe for that turkey noodle soup.
And my new favorite that I make, and it's restaurant quality, is French onion with the melted cheese over the top.
What about the little fried onion things? The French's fried onions you get in the can? Use those?
Use a baguette.
That's a good choice, too. And, of course, Chuck and John, they kind of invented the Almanac. They're the ones who started it. We just took it and turned it into the behemoth that it has become, of course. Mm-hmm. So there's a chance they might do it tomorrow. I don't know. I haven't seen their plan.
I haven't either.
And, you know, just like you and I, we have long, lengthy production meetings the day before each Bob Morning Show. I'm sure they're doing the same thing today. Mm-hmm. Thursday, June 18th, 170th day of the year, 196 left to go. War of 1812 began officially on this date, Neil. It's one of the big wars. When you mention wars, War of 1812 needs to be mentioned. It began. The U.S. declared war against its Great Britain again. And then didn't we just finish fighting these guys?
Yeah, like
right.
15 years before that, or so.
The conflict began over trade restrictions. We had our independence. Right. They weren't taking that away from us. The trade restrictions.
We had to find something else to have a war over.
And didn't Great Britain, didn't they burn the White House down?
They might have.
They burned something. Yeah, they burned Washington, D.C. Well. But we prevailed. That was in 1812. 1815. So last time we talked about the Battle of Waterloo, I played Stonewall Jackson's Waterloo. Today we're going to go on the pop side with ABBA. Because this is the Battle of Waterloo. Napoleon defeated on this date. He met his Waterloo, Neil.
He did.
Where do you usually meet your Waterloo?
The third hole.
Yeah. Usually hit it in the water. Duck hook, pull hook, left.
Snapper. Yeah.
That's a problem. Which is fitting because it's Waterloo. So he hit it into the water. But an international army, the Brits, led by Duke Wellington. Duke of Wellington. It could be Duke of Beef Wellington. He got a beef dish made after him.
Yeah.
But you know what? They talk about the British beating the French and Napoleon. They always forget to mention the Prussians. The Prussians helped the English defeat Napoleon at Waterloo. You don't hear about that too often.
It was a bit of a tag team.
And then Napoleon abdicated later on June 22nd, like 4 days later. Mm-hmm. Abdicate good times. Come on. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You gotta abdicate. Abdication. Did Kool and the Gang have a hit with that?
I think they did.
So, 1863, J.J. Richardson, our patent of the day, he patented the ratchet wrench.
Ooh.
So much easier on the elbow and the arms and the ulnar bone and the tendons. Still led to some carpal tunnel, but it was easier than a regular wrench. The ratchet wrench.
What year was that?
1863.
Wow.
Not to be confused with Nurse Ratchet.
Right.
From one who one flew
over the cuckoo's.
Yeah, one flew over the cuckoo's. 1863. 1892, macadamia nuts first planted in Hawaii. Neil, what are your thoughts on those macadamia nut cookies with the white little chocolate chips in them?
I think they're pretty solid, actually. They're
good. I'm a big fan. Yeah. When I go to Subway, it's a tough choice. Either the double chocolate or the white macadamia nut deals. They're tasty.
You can't go wrong.
It put Hawaii on the map, 1892. Forget about that Poi and Don Ho. Don Ho didn't put Hawaii on the map, Neil. It was macadamia nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1927, the U.S. Postal Service offered the first postage stamp featuring the likeness and name of a living American. Lindy.
Well, if it was 1927, there was not a bigger story or a bigger guy than Lindbergh.
Big as anybody. Lucky Lindy, 1927. 61, Neil, this is a great day for you. A lot of Westerns and things.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers. And that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Gun smoke, the radio version, was canceled. Yes, the last episode aired this date on CBS Radio. Tell us about Gun Smoke, the radio show. James Arness was not in that.
No, William Conrad, who would become the Fat Man in Jake and the Fat
Man. And
Cannon. He was Marshal Dillon. He was a little slimmer, but... not slim enough to be cast in the TV role. So, but he had the great voice. He had the voice that worked for radio for Marshall Dillon.
And it would be on TV for another, what, 14 years in the mid-70s.
Yeah, so the radio show and the TV show crossed over, obviously.
Yeah, for how many years? Five or six?
Six, probably. Yeah.
1061. 1973, the NCAA makes urine testing mandatory for all participants. 1973. They weren't testing for drugs. They just wanted to make sure all their participants could pee. Because if you're too old, they know you're not eligible.
Yeah.
If you got to stand there for how long, they know, you're too old. So that was 1973. 1977, we're going to go to Fenway Park here.
That may be the first time I've ever seen that happen in a dugout. And a manager and a player. Billy wants to get at Reggie. And he's being restrained by, that's in full view of the crowd, being restrained by Yogi Berra and Elston Howard.
Yogi Berra had to tackle Billy Martin on the bench in the dugout at Fenway.
And trying to wrestle him down.
Reggie would have killed him.
Yogi's got him, and who's that on the bench? That's Bobby Cox, I believe.
Bobby Cox.
Yeah, Bobby Cox was there. Billy Martin wasn't afraid to take on big guys.
No.
Who did he punch out here? Dean Chance?
No, Dave Boswell.
Dave Boswell has another D, that's right.
And a marshmallow
salesman. And he wanted to punch out Reggie Jackson because apparently Reggie wouldn't offer him a Reggie bar.
Evidently.
He said Billy wanted a Reggie bar, or at least maybe his likeness on the Reggie bar. Yeah. I deserve some credit for that Reggie bar, Reggie.
I think
I helped make you.
He was kind of, you know, Billy mocking Martin, him. I got a Reggie bar, you don't.
What happened is Reggie, I know you're going to find this surprising, he was lollygagging out in right field on a couple of fly balls.
Who would have thought?
He didn't hustle, and you know, he was all about the long ball because that's what the chicks dig. And Reggie knew that.
Yeah.
So that was 1977. I think Billy Martin had a little bit of Napoleon syndrome in him.
He did.
He wasn't
a
big guy. Yeah. He may have had that whole thing going on. So that was in 77. Let's jump forward to 2011.
Well, tonight the music world is mourning the loss of a legend. Clarence Clemons, the saxophone player in Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, has died.
The big man.
He was the big man. One of his last things playing the national anthem at the Florida Marlins game. Great saxophonist. If you needed a guy to play saxophone, they usually brought him in.
And very charismatic.
Yes.
You know.
And that song, that duet he did, who was that? Was that with Phil Collins? No, Jackson Brown. Mm. He did that duet where he sang. He sang. You're a friend of mine, isn't
that's
it?
Right.
Saxophone and singing. The guy was multi-talented, but he passed away. He's only 69.
Very sad.
On this date, 2011, 2 years ago.
President Trump is ordering the Pentagon to create a separate military branch to handle space. The president announced his proposed Space Force yesterday. It would be the first new branch of the armed services since the Air Force was created in 1947.
Space Force, and they have uniforms and everything now.
Did Space Ghost, was he in charge of them?
Unavailable. Space Ghost was unavailable. 2018 Space Force being formed. And now there's a show on, is it Netflix, with Steve Carell called Space Force. I don't know if they're parroting it or making fun of it. I didn't watch it. I heard the reviews of the first episode were tepid.
Okay.
Tepid reviews for the first one. And then 1 year ago, 2019, you know, back in the old days when you were a tomato and you wanted to go through a sex change, you needed surgery. Not anymore. Because they discovered sex-changing Australian bush tomatoes. They studied these things in the journal PhytoKeys, detailing how the Solanum plasticexum, which is a form of tomato, I know you may have had that on your salad last night, Neil, they can change from male to female to hermaphrodite, just like that.
I'll be no.
So now when you go and shop, that means now you go to the grocery store, you got to ask your tomato what they identify as.
Because
you don't know.
Right,
That was a year ago.
Well, I'm glad I don't like tomatoes. I don't have to deal with it.
You know, I'm warming up to tomatoes. I love ketchup, as you know.
I love ketchup, tomato soup.
Eat it by
soup,
the barrels.
Yeah, but
Lou Brock, 81 today. Lou Brock, the guy was a thief. The legal kind.
Yes. A lot of stolen bases.
A lot of stolen bases.
Good hitter.
Did he play his entire career with the Cardinals?
I don't remember him with anybody else.
Neither do I.
I can do a quick fact check.
Maybe the Buccaneers signed him there at the end. Lou Brock is 81 today. How about Paul McCartney?
I remember me first Snickers bar in America. You know, I bit into it. And it was these peanuts in there. I couldn't bloody believe it. And I took another bite, right? And you can't believe how many peanuts were in there. It was like there was a little man on the other end feeding peanuts into the candy bar I was eating. And I called John over. I said, John, look at this. It's all packed with peanuts. What's all that, right?
Paul McCartney, one of the Fab Four, 78 today. Or that might be Dana Carvey doing Paul McCartney. I'm not sure. And I know that for sure this is Paul McCartney.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Right? Can you confirm this is Paul McCartney,
sure sir? Sounds like him to me.
Sir Paul McCartney. Still out there performing before the pandemic. Played Target Field to a raucous, sold-out crowd. I really like his wing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
His wing stuff in the 1970s, huge influence on my musical tastes.
Was Live and Let Die like one of the greatest Bond songs ever?
Yeah, I would say. You know, For Your Eyes Only, Sheena Easton's right up there, too.
Don't forget about that one.
And then there's the one Duran Duran did. But anyway, Paul McCartney is 78.
Lou Brock, drafted by the Cubs, started with the Cubs. From 61 to 64.
Did they
and
trade?
And then 15 years.
They
with
traded
the
Harry Carey.
That's what it was.
Harry Carey might have been from the a Cardinals part of that to deal. The Cubs. Yeah, it could have been. Carol Kane.
Mrs. Gravis, I want so much to marry Latka. And I want so much to hear the wisdom of my culture.
The talented Carol Kane as Simca. Simca Doblitz, she married Latka Gravis.
They were a couple.
They were made. That was a pair made in heaven.
Yep, absolutely.
Carol Kane, funny lady. Two Emmys, two from Taxi, 68. Blake Shelton.
I pictured myself, while you were singing, me riding a unicorn. You please go make us a drink or something with that shirt on and get out of here for a second?
He was hilarious and still is on The Voice. He's 44 today. We know what he sounds like singing, but there he is on The Voice. He and Adam Levine always used to go back and forth.
He's got a great sense of humor.
He does. He's a restaurateur now.
Yeah.
He has his old red restaurants in spots around the country.
Yep. He's a talented guy.
I hope one comes here soon. Maybe they can put it where Toby Keith's used to be.
That could be.
There in the West End. Blake Shelton, 44. He was, well, they'll tell you what he was.
The King of the North!
That's
the
right.
King of the North!
Are they talking about Kirk Cousins?
I guess they are.
No, they're talking about Robb Stark from the House of Stark, Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
Richard Madden, 34. Spoiler alert, he doesn't make it to the end of the show.
Like so many others.
Richard Madden, 34 today, and our rapper of the day today is OT Genesis.
Wow.
OT, offensive tackle Genesis, 33.
All right, gone but not forgotten. Newspaper publisher Edward Scripps. Did you ever work at a UPI station? Or
we had AP, Neil, Associated Press.
I think at Brown, we may have had both.
Oh, they probably did.
But,
top of the line.
Yeah. The guy who kind of gave us the United Press International was Edward Scripps, also the E.W. Scripps Company, born on this day in 1854. You remember the Uncle Sam saying, "I want you for the U.S. Army." The guy who gave us that was illustrator James Montgomery Flagg.
Wasn't that the Village People?
77. Missed it by that much. If you
We want you as a new recruit in the Navy.
True. Yeah, in the Navy. If you saw Nelson Eddy or heard him sing or perform, usually Jeanette McDonald was with him, and she was born on this day in 1903. Let's move up to E.G. Marshall. Remember him?
What I do now, I do for the sake of the people of the world. But there is one man here on earth who will never kneel before you.
Who is this imbecile?
Where is he? I wish I knew.
Has anybody ever called Superman an imbecile?
Who is this imbecile?
Zod did.
Zod did.
And of course, later on, say it with me, that's E.G. Marshall as the president in Superman.
Right.
He goes, "Oh, God." And he goes, "No, Zod."
Zod, yes. He was an excellent bad guy.
He was a good Zod.
Superman, was that one or two?
That was one. E.G. Marshall was the president.
Okay. There he is, E.G. Marshall. He was also in a program called The Defenders on TV, 1914. And Richard Boone.
I'd like you to take a look at this gun. The balance is excellent.
This trigger responds to a pressure of 1 ounce. This gun was handcrafted to my specifications, and I rarely draw it unless I mean to use it.
Neil, you must just, this is a red letter day for you.
It is. There's some key westerns. Have gun will travel. Dick Boone was in many other, he was a bad guy in Big Jake, opposite John Wayne, one of my all-time favorite Duke movies. But Richard Boone was in a ton of shows. Born on this day, 1917. And film critic Roger Ebert.
Our intrepid hero Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy in a romantic fantasy scene from the Muppet Movie. One of five new movies we'll be reviewing on Sneak Previews. Two film critics talking about the new movies in town. And across the aisle from me is Gene Siskel, film critic of the Chicago Tribune.
And did he say erotic fantasy scene with Miss Piggy and and Kermit the Frog?
It
sounded
like,
I don't remember that, really, from the Muppet movie.
It was always G, as far as I was
concerned. Thumbs up, by the way, from both Siskel and Ebert on the Muppet movie.
How could you not? Roger Ebert, he developed cancer and died fairly young. He was born on this day, 1942, one of the most, I think, respected, you know, the film critics, Roger Ebert, 1942, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
You forgot.
Basketball, a game of giants. And there's number 99, George Mikan, one of the greatest.
Mikan.
The giant could move with the speed of a lightweight. When he had to, he knew all the tricks. And when it came to scoring points, he was in a
He has a statue at Target Center. I don't see any reason why they would want to tear that statue down. I think that one's there for good.
I hope so.
One of the greats, maybe the first great big man in the NBA.
He changed the way the NBA was played and the whole lane.
Right, they made it wider.
Yeah.
They had to keep him away from the basket, and he could do the hook shot left or right-handed.
Yeah.
It was more of a sweeping hook, not the sky hook like Kareem.
Right.
But he was born 1924.
How did my stat? Now heads are going to roll.
I would say so. You're going to have a whole different staff when we return on Monday. Because tomorrow it's Chuck and John taking over a one-day engagement. Don't miss it. Chuck and John right here. Get your tickets in advance. They've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Run, don't walk.
Can you just imagine the penned-up humor that has just been boiling inside of these two men and just ready to burst out? I mean, I thought for maybe a third of a second to cancel my golf round tomorrow to listen, but nope. And then back to the monotony of Neil and I then on Monday. Actually, I'll be back on Tuesday.
Yeah, I got it solo on
Monday. A little
bit of
the same old, same old. Would you like to start a Bobathon, the No Repeat Workday, with Travis Tritt, T-R-O-U-B-L-E, Conway Twitty. We're going to go slow hand. And Trisha Yearwood, she's in love with the boy.
I'm going to go ladies first today.
All you need for summer. KBDG Albany. KBDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG1.